1, 3, 5, 6.
It's the Signature
Six. Signature Six.
Sponsored by Signature Bank. Real people ready to help your business.
All right, guys, let's jump into the Signature Six at Six. We'll start with the Chicago Tribune. A group of alternate bidders is emerging for the newspaper chain. It had agreed to a $630 million acquisition by hedge fund Alden Global Capital. Of course, they're known for gutting newspapers. Over the weekend, the New York Times reported a billionaire who lives in Wyoming was joining a bid for Tribune with Maryland hotel mogul Stuart Baynham. The Times reported they both would commit up to $100 million to a $650 million bid. The Tribune boards endorsed Alden's offer, but allowed Baynham to pursue financing for his bid. So we'll see where that goes. That's number one. Number two, Ohio-based Scene 75 Entertainment. Get this, you guys, breaking ground on a Romeoville Sam's Club. They're going to convert it into one of the largest entertainment centers in the country. 135,000 square foot entertainment center will have 2 9-hole blacklight mini golf courses, an indoor spinning roller coaster, indoor electric go-karts, spinning bumper cars, a 36-foot tall drop tower, two-story laser tag arena, and more than 150 arcade games. Oh, and it's going to have a bar, too. So that's a reason to go to Romeoville.
Think of the energy bill. Ooh.
No kidding. You guys are too young, but there's a place called Old Chicago. Mary would remember, probably, in Bolingbrook.
Yeah.
I want to go to Old Chicago. And it was an indoor amusement park in not too far there, in Bolingbrook, not too far from Romeoville.
I went there quite often.
You did? Because I was about to say nobody ever went.
Well, it was never crowded, but, you know, it was something for teenagers to do. But it was always very dark because, you know, it was out. It was indoors.
Right. It was an indoor amusement park.
And then there were these weird food places. And then I just remember in games kind of set up on the side, you know, like carnival type of game.
I never went, but I want to go to Old Chicago. Okay, number three. Well-known names in Chicago's business world are putting the money behind the growth of a new chain of restaurants. It's the dream of Bob Mariano, of course, of Mariano's. Crane says Dom's Kitchen and Market, a business that combines grocery shopping, restaurant dining, and food delivery, has picked up $15 million. They plan to open in the 2700 block of North Halsted in June, and they're going to open more stores as well. The goal is to create an experience around shopping for a meal, whether it's already prepared or something the customer plans to cook at home. Okay, now number, where are we? 1, 2, 3, 4. Cameo. Kevin, you offer your videos on Cameo, don't you?
I do.
Cameo, that app that allows people to order video shout-outs from celebrities such as Kevin, raised another $100 million. It's now valued at $1 billion, so that means it is considered a unicorn. Cameo saw its popularity soar during the pandemic when people had nothing else to do, including the celebrities, so they just sat at home and made videos.
I've gotten some strange requests, Steve.
Have you? What's the strangest one, Kevin?
I can't get into it. Too graphic.
Too graphic. Did it involve a UFO, Kevin?
It did.
Number five, the owner of an independent bookstore in Evanston is the lead plaintiff in a lawsuit against Amazon and the five biggest book publishing companies over what she says are unfair business practices. Book Ends and Beginnings says Amazon and the publishing companies engage in price fixing by intentionally inflating prices and then controlling book sales to discourage bookstores from competing with Amazon. The owner of that store, Bookends and Beginnings, was on with Anna DeVlantis earlier this week. Okay, this is one for all of you. We've got the grandma, we've got the sports reporter, and we've got the Sox fan. You ready?
The grandma? Really?
Your grandmother.
Well, I am. The way you said it. Okay, go on.
A Chicago startup that's created a self-sanitizing diaper-changing table is getting a boost from the Chicago White Sox just ahead of opening day. Pluie, it's called, a startup that makes diaper-changing tables that can clean themselves, if only the babies could do that, using UVC light, has installed a self-sanitizing station inside Guaranteed Rate Field. Pluie.
Maybe work on the name, but it's an awesome idea.
Yeah, really.
I think Pluie speaks to the sound you make when you see the diaper.
Exactly. Pluie. I don't want to think about that. Let's think about the clean part of the whole thing.
Spick and span, right? That's what that name means. Chicago Inno says it's among the first installations for, say it with me, Pluie.
Pluie.
Pluie. Pluie. Which launched in October. The startup says it's continuing to roll out its product to local restaurants, parks, retail, healthcare centers, education facilities as well before expanding nationally. So that's the Signature 6 at 6. We thank them for that. Plui doesn't sound very attractive to you.
How do you spell it?
No.
Just like it sounds. P-L-U-I-E. Plui.
Oh. That's kind of French. Plui.
Well, like bidet, is that what you said?
No, Plui.
Plui, yeah.
Like bidet. Well, it does kind of rhyme with the bidet.
Sponsored by Signature Bank, real people ready to help your business. Okay, so we're going to go into the traffic world in just a couple of minutes. The best baseball food in Chicago for opening day. What are you guys looking forward to?
Well, there's nothing in town can beat just your standard Polish with extra onions and a little bit of mustard.
At little snap on the skin.
Oh, yeah.
Relish.
Yeah. I just go Polish, onions, mustard.
Do you get the French fries at the ballpark?
I'm not a French fry at a ballpark guy.
No, because they don't last. They don't stand up.
No, they don't. They're just not the same. They're rarely crispy.
I love Connie's Pizza, but I don't think it's a food of necessity at the ballpark. Let's just say that.
Got to have the chocolate malted with the wooden spoon.
Do they still have those?
Do they still have them?
It's tough to find good pizza at a ballpark. The best pizza I ever had at a ballpark was when the Cubs were playing the Giants, and I was out in San Francisco. Yeah. I don't even know what the ballpark's named. But, you know, the Giants, of course, have New York roots.
It's so, Candlestick Park.
Yeah. And, you know, before the game, I'm going to get something to eat. And for some reason, I saw the pizza stand, and it was a delicious slice of pizza. I would never have thought that I would get a great ballpark pizza in San Francisco.
And it stayed with you, see?
Yeah.
Lauren?
I'm very similar to Kevin, except for I'm just a basic hot dog with grilled onions.
Yeah, there's something about that hot dog with the steamed bun that just collapses. So Ray Burris was a pitcher for the Cubs in the 70s, and my dad would get great tickets from Lou Boudreau once a year because they had mutual friends. So we were sitting one day, really like four or five rows up from the Cubs dugout, and we're sitting behind Ray Burris's parents. And he's pitching that day. I mean, as a kid, I think I was 13 or something, it was the coolest thing in the history of the world. And they were very nice. They were talking to me. And Mr. Burris bought me a hot dog. But at that time, all the hot dogs came loaded with mustard. I mean, they swabbed the mustard on when they put them together. And I was a finicky eater. So here I've got Ray Burris's dad buying me a hot dog that I had to stuff in my jacket for the entire game and throw it out on the way out of the park.
I always wonder about that, like how hot dogs compare now to, like, let's say 40 years ago or even like 100 years ago when they eat them in the ballparks. Like, how much different does the hot dog taste?
I think there's less toenail in them now.
Gross.
All right, here's Mary.